Would you pay $12 for a cup of coffee? Starbucks boss Howard Schultz has data saying the answer is yes. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. First, to new management at the Environmental Protection Agency. President-elect Donald Trump has announced his choice for the new director there. Scott Pruitt is currently the Attorney General of Oklahoma, a friend of the fossil fuel industry, and a skeptic about humans causing climate change. Marketplace's Scott Tong keeps a close eye on the EPA, and he joins us from Washington. What do we know about Scott Pruitt's background in Oklahoma?
We know he has sued the EPA on many of the rules the agency has put out on grounds of federal overreach. We know he has questioned the human contribution to climate change. And we know of his connection to the industry. An oil CEO was his re-election co-chairman back in 2013. And one investigation suggests he let an Oklahoma City fracking company draft his official correspondence as attorney general. I ran this question by a couple people at the EPA who described the tenor right now as gloom. Beyond just the regulations, there's fear that the agency will halt or stop enforcing the rules currently on the books.
Now, what about the energy situation that a new EPA head would inherit? Are Mr. Pruitt and Mr. Trump going to be able to make significant changes to energy policy?
Well, it's pretty hard to go against what the market is already doing. Natural gas, we're in this era of natural gas, which has pushed out a lot of dirtier coal in our electricity system. Whether to frack for oil is dependent on the global price of oil, not set in the United States. And we do know that renewables, wind and solar, are increasingly competitive by the day. So the rules may change, but they're getting cheaper as we speak.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now to one of the most recognizable of brands, Starbucks, in transition. The founder, Howard Schultz, is stepping down as CEO. He's handing the reins to his right hand, Kevin, that is Kevin Johnson, currently the president and chief operating officer at Starbucks. Schultz, who will stay on as executive chairman, sat down with me to talk about his transition and his new focus at Starbucks, rolling out a line of what some might call the Porsche, Lexus, or Mercedes of cafes, where a single cup might run $12. Mr. Schultz, good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the fancy coffee. What's the idea here?
If you think about other companies as an example, BMW, they've gone from a 3 Series all the way up to a 7. Okay. If you think about Porsche, they created an SUV. You think about Air Jordan inside Nike. We have an opportunity to create a super ultra-premium brand experience inside Starbucks. New revenue source, new profit that will shine a halo on the entire company.
I was trying to get my head around this. I didn't think of the car analogy. I thought of the pizza analogy. You can get a 99-cent slice of pizza in New York.
Yeah, no, I don't.
And you do a sit-down, and you pay a little more for a nicer pizza. And then there are pizzas, an 18-inch pizza at a really nice place that's $31. I guess that's segmented, too.
I mean, I wouldn't use pizza because I think it's too much of a commodity, but I understand the analogy. I think it's not just the coffee. It's the experience. As an example, they're spending about 40 minutes the average customer inside the roastery because the experience is a cathedral of coffee. It is the Willy Wonka of coffee. You will not believe it when it opens on the corner of 9th and 15th in New York.
But this is an answer to the question, are we not coffeed out in America? You see this as this area of potential opportunity.
Well, not only are we not coffeed out, but I think we're living in an age right now where people are spending much more time, as you know, at home, on their screen, on their phone. There's a longing, and even more so in the future, for human connection and a sense of community. Starbucks has been the third place between home and work, and we're going to become even more relevant in the future.
Transitions can be tricky. You will undoubtedly have some advice to share to Kevin from time to time, but how are you going to keep from breathing down his neck?
I think that question would be highly relevant if we did not know each other so well. And I think the currency between Kevin and I is mutual respect and trust. But I made it very clear to a large group of investors and all of Wall Street that Kevin Johnson is the CEO and has the last word. And I think I'll be there to help and coach when and if he needs it.
Now, we've talked about this over the years. You've devoted energy to social issues, to helping people complete college degrees, to helping military veterans with job opportunities, to media.
that you've produced to highlight people trying to make a difference in communities. Some people think that is a suggestion you would like to run for office, maybe run for president. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, my thoughts are that over the years, I viewed the opportunity to leverage Starbucks' platform and scale for good. And I also felt that we are living in a time where the rules of engagement in terms of responsibility for a company had changed. So you're right. We've taken on a number of issues that we believe are part of the fabric of our company. But that should not suggest that I'm interested in running for office. I'm only interested in doing everything I can to elevate the Starbucks brand and my responsibility.
You don't wrestle with that idea, maybe running? No?
No, I don't. I don't.
Howard Schultz, chairman of Starbucks, outgoing CEO. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I also talked to the incoming CEO of Starbucks, a fellow with a technology background. Both conversations will be at marketplace.org if you miss them on the air. Also on this point that pizza might be a commodity, do you, dear listener, agree with that? Tweet us at Marketplace if you have a view on that crucial issue. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.